Pase lo que pase, la vida continúa.
Immigrant Voices, documenting the undocumented.
Pase lo que pase, la vida continúa.
My name is Johanna Miraya. I am from an indigenous community in the Andes in Peru. I moved to Arcata 3 years ago. I graduated from Humboldt State University, focusing in environment and community program in 2018. I would like to share some words of domestic workers who often don't value their work in society, where there is a lot of stigmatization and devaluation of dignified and honest work that they do. I always want to share these words. When I was in Lima, when I was 12 years old, and working for rich family, all the time I want to say something to the patronas and the owner of the house, to say like I am tired, maybe because I was working all day. But we don't say that. We don't respond anything. All the time we need to say just a yes. But I was thinking at the time, one day maybe I will be able to say some words, how I feel. So today I would like to share these words. I come from the mountains to the city in research of opportunities. I want to finish my high school and look for a job and perhaps send something to my parents and younger siblings. I am looking for a room in the city, but everything is so expensive. People say that the city is dangerous. The only alternative for young girls coming from the mountains is working with rich families. Time passed, and now I am working for rich people. My work is at home. Little by little, I am learning, and I am accepting that they call me as a housekeeper or empleadas de hogar. It's instead my name. They don't call my name. Being a housekeeper or empleadas de hogar shouldn't make me feel less than others, but it does. And it is no good feeling. My self-esteem is every time low, and low, it makes me feel less than you, patrona. We are all equal, and we must have the same rights. I keep saying that myself. In my village, I learned that what accounts in a person are their good actions and intentions. However, here in the city, doesn't matter. Everything is based on money. But I still have in my mouth the words that I would like to say, but I can. If I say something, I will lose my job. It is very complicated for young girls to lose job in the city and stay in this situation. I keep saying in my mind, Señora, you are my patrona. Doesn't mean that you can humiliate me every moment that you want. I am not subject to your emotional abuse, because many times we received so many abuse for our patronas. Any difficulty or problem you have, you grab me. We work every day so that you look good in society, and I wash your clothing, make your bed, clean your room, take care of your children, do everything in the house, so they feel free and happy with my work, but it never's enough. It would like them to be grateful for my work and value the effort we make as a domestic workers. How many times did you see my sweeping the house so early? You never answer my greetings. I guess the busy life didn't give you time to look at the side people working for you. In the afternoon, you ask me for food or pick up your dishes, throw away the garbage you left. You know that is my job, a job that never ends. You didn't want to eat with me at the table. You didn't want to share the dining room. I was wondering if you were ashamed of me, if it's what my appearance, or I didn't smell good because all the time I am cooking. Maybe my skin color, maybe my indigenous accent. I don't know why. It keeps me away from you and made me feel less and less than you. I felt that no one cares about the domestic work. Nobody values our work. The domestic work have our own life history and example. We are stuck in this place with the hope somebody getting ahead and helping our families. If you only ask about my past, about my culture, you may understand my perspective, my condition, but I know that you don't care except that I continue working for you. Treat me the same and be grateful with my work. The domestic workers, we are present with so many social and economic risks. We are also part of society and we want to the same labor rights and fair and human treatments. These words I wrote when I was in Lima, when I was working, I think there is a lot of indigenous, young indigenous women working in houses as empleadas de hogar, as a housekeeper. We work since 6 in the morning until 9, until 10 p.m. No one cares. As I say before, I was working in houses since I was 12 years old, and no one noticed that. And I need to lie that I am 16 years old, and they know that. And that is how is the life for many indigenous women in Latin America. And it's good to talk about and share my story. Thank you.
Immigrant Voices is a Flovo production through the studios of KHSU. For more, go to khsu.org.